Today is March 25th, 2020, and we are going according to a Bible reading schedule that uses different genres each day. And on Wednesday, it is the Psalms. So we are in Psalm 36 to 38. I'm going to read through the Psalms and take a pause here and there just for a devotional thought, as if I'm just reading it myself. I'm having my personal devotions here and reading through the scriptures. And you join along with me as you read, as you look, as you think, and then as you pray. Psalm 36. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. I read that and just see the difference between the wicked, between those who do not follow God, and between God himself. Verse 5, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. I praise you for that, God. Psalm 37, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is a verse that is widely used. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But often used incorrectly, that the fleshly desires we have, the selfish desires, the things we wish God would give us, we sometimes think that we can get those if we just delight in the Lord, if we just follow him. Why don't I have the things God has promised me? But I think this verse really is saying that the actual desires, not fleshly desires, not selfish desires, but desires that honor God, those are what he gives us. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That he will give those to me. That my desires will then be honoring to him if I delight in him. Commit your way to the Lord, verse 5. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their feet at them, their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In times of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Just the differences here between those who do not follow God and those who do. Those who follow God, we are to be generous, even while others who do not take for themselves. And we can confidently say that God is the one who makes firm our steps, if we will trust in him. Verse 25, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. I often read passages like this and need to remember that these are the Psalms. This is Hebrew poetry. Like the Proverbs, things that are said about what will happen to the wicked, what will happen to the righteous, do not always turn out the way that we think they should. These are not promises like promises in different parts of Scripture. This is principles of things that will typically happen overall in the broad scheme of things. This is what happens to the wicked. This is what happens to the righteous. Even if we see something different in our particular day, we can trust that God is going to work all of these things out in his own plan. In Psalm 38, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. This is a lament. This is how the author David was feeling. And I can see why many people today would feel this way, as though God has left them, as though he's overburdened them, or their sin has brought this pain upon them. He doesn't feel like he can say anything or do anything. And then he says, verse 15, Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. Let's finish out the psalm here, verse 16. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. When David talks about his Lord and his Savior, of course, Jesus had not yet come to die for the sins of the world. And yet, Savior, meaning deliverer, the one who rescues, that's who he trusted in, regardless of what he saw going on in his world. For me, these psalms remind me that it's okay to share with God exactly how I'm feeling. Even when I don't feel things are going well, or things in the world are not going well, or those who are not following God are the ones who are prospering, I can tell him freely how I feel. And yet, I can also say what David said, I wait for you. You will answer me, God. And I think my takeaway for today is the one in verse in chapter 37, or Psalm 37, verse 4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So, Lord, I want to thank you for a new day, the opportunity to read your word. Thank you for the Psalms and the way that David just shared his heart with you, no matter what it was that he was feeling, and you accepted that. But he always comes back to trusting in you. And Father, I want to delight myself in you. I don't want to go after my selfish desires. I want you to give me the right desires in my heart, that I will be going after things and spending my time and pursuing things that will please you. In Jesus' name, amen.